It's been a couple of weeks since I had a program, and I really don't have much this week. Just haven't had a lot of time to get around to it. I've been off for some days. I took, obviously, around July 4th, and I'm going to take some more time off next week. Isn't that great? I love it. Going to the Hog, it looks like. Hog Island. That's where we had the spirits. 2 years in a row, turn on a lantern. And that's I've referred to that before in my other shows, but this is back in 1997. I believe it was 1997, the year my mom passed away, so we thought maybe it was her. But we wake up in the middle of the night in our tent, and the lantern's turned on. It's a plastic, you know, got light, little switch, runs on batteries. And it's on in the corner of the tent, so there's no way that it should have been turned on, and so we didn't think much of it. The next year, it's the same thing. It's on again, and I asked my wife if she had a pee, and she goes, yeah. So it was about midnight. We decided to use the lantern. Hey, it's on anyway. Might as well go. And it was just weird. I was on 2 years in a row. And then when we came back from the outhouse, I laid the lantern right next to our air mattress. And I said, I'm going to make sure this is off. There's no way it's on. And if this thing turns on by itself, well, we're going to freak out. You know, although I wasn't too worried about it, I figured, ghosts don't bother me. And so as I started to doze off, within about 15 minutes, I'm starting to fall into a sleep. But my wife the whole time was actually wide awake. She was a little scared because she heard some noises outside. And these kind of things freak her out. They don't freak me out. And so she heard the noises outside the tent. And, you know, we had talked for a few minutes, and then I start dozing off. And that's when she heard, like, footsteps, like somebody was walking real close to the tent. And it was right after she heard those footsteps is when the lantern turned itself on. And there was a click. And then the room obviously got lit up. And I was awake just enough to hear that click. And I can't tell you how many times this has happened to me where spirits, you think you're dreaming. Now, had she not been there, I would have wondered, you know, if this is part of a dream. Of course, the lantern was turned on. But this is how many times have you excused this away where you think you're dreaming and you hear something really weird and it snaps you out of a dream. You know, that's happened to me just recently, actually, the other day. I don't always get as much sleep as I need, and I like to stay up a little bit. My wife gets home a little later, so I usually go to bed quite pretty early because I have to get up and do my radio show. But the other day, it was a nice day out, but I just thought I'm going to take a short little cat nap. I'm going to lie down. It was really warm out. We had those warm temperatures. At least for us, it's warm. Maybe not where you're living, but it was well into the 90s, I think. And so I'm kind of dozing off on the couch, and I hear a really loud pounding, and it's like five knocks, maybe six knocks. Somebody's at the door. I mean, it certainly sounded like it came from the door. There's no question in my mind. And I was half asleep, and once I woke me right up, but I knew it's not part of a dream, you know? And so I went to looked out the kitchen window onto our deck. You know, you see if somebody's at the door. There's nobody there. And that really made me think, what the heck? There's no way. Is there knocking coming from somewhere inside the house? And if so, what would cause that? Can a refrigerator sometimes make our refrigerator makes a little bit of noise, and it kind of has a little knock to it, but not like that. That was a very loud, pounding sound. And so I thought about it for a little bit. Then something just made me think the attic. And so because I had this before, I'm pretty sure there was a spirit in the house before, and I was told by two different people that it was in the attic. Now, one person told me that it was just somebody passing through. The other person, one of my guests, Tom Angels, told me it was the guy that lived in the house. And he just wanted to let me know he was there. And he said spirits like to go in attics because they're usually cool and dark. And that's where spirits like to go. They like to go to those kind of places. So then I started thinking of the attic because I thought, well, maybe it's really hot up there. Maybe that's why he's coming down pounding on the door. And sure enough, when I lifted just a little hatch that I can go up into the attic, I looked around and there's a fan we have up in the attic. And it's got a little sensor. It'll kick on at a certain point when it gets too warm. Well, the fan hasn't been working, apparently. So what are the odds that I would go and see that fan and that somebody was knocking there. Was it the guy from the attic? I don't know. I guess I'll have to ask somebody. But that's what I'm feeling, that whoever was up in the attic didn't like being that hot. So they decided to pound on the door. And maybe they're also alerting me to what's going on with my house, because this has happened to me probably at least half a dozen times where something was about to go wrong and something drew my attention to that. For example, we have a sump pump in the basement, and I always kind of figured, well, it's not going to have a problem. It should be okay. And one day, for some reason, I was like, something told me to go down there and double check it because it's not going to work. And sure enough, it stopped working right when I looked at it. And it's like, what are the odds of that? Fortunately, I went and grabbed another sump, because if we don't have those sumps working, we got two of them, I could have a pretty wet basement because we have the water drain right into those sumps. And then another time, my garage door, actually this has happened to me a couple times, for some reason I just started tinkering with it, and it just happened to break, or the garage door opener stopped working. You know, had it happened at a different time, it would have been a disaster. And it's like something brought my attention to it. So is it me, or is there a spirit kind of watching out for the residents? Which would make sense if there's a fella in the attic that used to live there. I got a second garage. It's an older one. And the other day, this is a couple of weeks ago, I was closing the door, and I looked at, you know, the door is like this old wooden door. And as I was closing it, it looked kind of funny, like it's sitting kind of weird. And it looks pretty beat up to begin with. But it looked like it was bent or something. And the doors are individual, and they're kind of hinged together. And they're wooden doors, so it's a pretty heavy door. And I was just about to leave, and we were going out of town that weekend. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to try opening and closing this one more time. Just, I don't know why. And when I did that, it got stuck. And then I realized, uh-oh, some screws popped out, and this hinge, you know, they're not attached to the hinge, and this is causing the whole track of the door to be off. And when that happens, you can't even open it up. So it's a good thing. Something told me to go back and double-check that. And this has happened repeatedly. So is it coincidence? Or is there a spirit there that either lives there, or maybe I have guardian angels or loved ones around me that go, you know what, you might want to check on that. Has this ever happened to you where your vehicle has broken down? I'm sure everybody's had that, but it broke down in a place where you couldn't be in a better position. This happened to us a couple of times. One time, it was my truck, and it broke down right in my garage, and I was able to call somebody, and we live out in the country a ways, so, you know, it's not like it was in the middle of the highway. Another time, my wife and I had gone, a couple of years ago, we went up to a wedding. A co-worker got married in Quinn, which is about 50 miles away, and then we came back, and the next day we went over my in-laws. You know, we had debated about staying overnight in Gwinn, and had we done that, we would have had our vehicle, would have caused a major problem. But it just so happened, we happened to be over my in-laws, and I don't know what it's called, what caused this problem, but there was just like a flood of fluid all over the place at my in-laws, and some kind of thing that cars have this problem from time to time. And we were lucky because we were right there at my in-laws. They let us borrow their vehicle, and we got the car fixed. Had I been in the middle of nowhere again, and there are places up here where you do not get a phone signal. You know, back in the old days, you would have walked or tried to flag someone down. Now with a cell phone, you know, you probably can call someone. But there still are places where there's dead spots because we just don't have a lot of people living up here. So you could wind up being not in a bad situation, but probably a pain in the butt situation. We were lucky all those times. Is it luck or is it coincidence? Or is it something more than that? Somebody watching out, maybe. Something. And I always kind of feel that way. I definitely know that I've had incidents in my life where something has interacted to save me from potential harm. I talked about it in one of my shows in the past, where I was traveling down the main street of Escanaba, which is called Ludington, and I stopped at 10th Street, and I was going to take... There's a light there. I was going to take a right turn. Well, on a red light in Michigan, you can take a right. And as I kind of peeked around, you know, and through the intersection, I didn't see anybody coming. And this is in 1996. So I thought, well, I'm going to make a right turn. And just as I started to pull forward, take my foot off the brake, I heard a loud stop. And it was very commanding. And I stopped. So I listened. And sure enough, there was a car that came barreling through, probably trying to beat the light. and it would have plowed me. And I mean, it would have really plowed into my driver's side door, and who knows, maybe I wouldn't have been killed, but I would have been hurt pretty good. So there are things that go on that maybe we can dismiss away, and there are some things that are real obvious that we can't. But more and more, I really believe that there are, whether it's, you know, a being that lives in my house in the attic that used to live there, or a guardian, or a loved one that passed away, an angel, I don't know, something seems to be helping out, and that's good. I'm all in favor of that. I'm glad it's happening. Coming up in the next couple of weeks, maybe next week if I'm back in time to interview this person, there's a woman that I met at the spiritual fair who does shamanistic readings, and I think it's very interesting because it really talks about exploring going to the dark place within and moving beyond that to find some answers. And I think, you know, all of us probably have some darkness that we don't want to talk about, but I mean, everybody might have a little bit of that, and it's us confronting that so we can maybe learn some things. And normally I don't talk about those kind of things on this show, but if it's something that can help us learn, well, I'd be interested. She does many other things too. Her name is Luann, and I met her a couple of weeks ago. And then also, I have a fella that I'm going to do an interview with pretty soon. He's a doctor, and he's with a group of people that are actually, I don't know if you remember the show I did on the Hollow Earth. I did two shows, but one was with a man who's been researching it for years. He sent me an email about a journey that's going to take place in 2013. There's a ship that's going to be trying to find their way to the Hollow Earth. Now, that might be extremely crazy. They're going to leave over in, I believe, Russia and try to find their way through an opening through the Arctic Sea, through the ice. Now, many people are going to say this is just loony, but there's like several scientists, historians, and all these people that are going along on this journey. So I'm thinking, well, if that many people are going on board, they're not all nuts. You can't dismiss everything away. So I want to talk to this doctor. And I looked at their website. Seems real interesting. And why not? You know, why not keep an open mind to all things? Who has all the answers? So not much of a show this week, but I will hopefully be back soon. And we'll be able to have some other programs. There was an explosion in Alpena, Michigan, from what I understand, and maybe it's really nothing. Maybe it's just the military base near there, something, some kind of test or something. But there's been all kinds of reports. There's been ones on the internet. There's somebody that writes stories, and I think it's probably fictional stories this person writes, but they pass him off as truth about this invasion, about this attack by the U.S. government on its own people. I can guarantee you, those of you that read that, that didn't happen. That has not happened. I know we may be, this country might be going in a direction where the government might have more control, but it's not yet. We're not there yet. So this is not happening. Not that I'm aware of. And people that live in Alpena said, no, that didn't happen here. But there also was a report that maybe there was a UFO-related incident that took place near there. So if I can find somebody that might have some information on it, maybe I'll get them on the program as well. Other than that, you have a great whatever you're doing. Enjoy it, and I will talk to you soon from out there.